The library project hit a snag earlier this year when a nearby property owner raised concerns that the new building could prevent construction vehicle access to his undeveloped lot off the Birch Street boardwalk along Hammer Slough. That's because, as originally designed, a corner of the building blocked an unbuilt portion of the Ira 2 Street right-of-way, which leads down to Birch Street. So the library board met last week with project architect Paul Volkers, who was on the phone from Juneau. Volkers drew up some options, shaded in yellow and blue, that shifted the building off the right-of-way. One concern for the board was the view from the new library. Volkers said the original placement had the most open view of Hammer Slough.
As you sort of rotate around to the west with the yellow option, you guys know the site as well as me, that you got a much thicker stand of trees on the Polly Lee property, and you know, that's your building now becomes a little more for the sort of the center of the building. As you kind of come in on entry and things, what you're going to see is a denser, firmer stand of long-term trees in front of you without the kind of bit of sort of veiled opening to the slough beyond. And then I think sort of even more so with the blue option, that you're coming in to trees and or opening up just to the end of the generator plant, so I find that one pretty unappealing. The yellow view, I think, is pleasant, but I think it's going to be a little darker in terms of its access to the trees.
While it avoids the concerns over Ira 2 Street, the yellow option still encroaches on the First Street right-of-way. However, the city owns the property that fronts that road. Also, the yellow alternative leaves more of a buffer between the new building and Birch Street. Birch Street residents have urged the board to minimize any impacts to their neighborhood. Library board members thought the shift represented a good compromise. Sandy Wolf said the yellow alternative appealed to her for several reasons.
Respecting our neighbors, and it does offer that buffer zone to the Birch people, although it limits some of our view stuff. And we kind of make compromises, and we still have some room for expansion, so it's a good compromise for me.
The new placement does not change the actual building design. It also allows for the same drive-through, drop-off, and parking area, which will be accessed off 2nd Street. Architect Paul Volkers said the shift should actually reduce the construction costs a bit. That's because the original design would have required a retaining wall and utility line relocation on the Ira 2 right-of-way. There may still need to be utility line relocations on the 1st Street right-of-way, but that was already included in the project cost estimate, according to Volkers.
It may be that we have good news and we find that the water is okay where it is, or maybe not, but in any case, it doesn't send us into a tailspin of, oh, this is money we haven't accommodated. What I'm suggesting is that we're going to probably net some savings in money by the shift, and whether it's $20,000 or $40,000 depends on what happens on utility relocation.
The board voted unanimously to go with the shift, represented in yellow. Chris Madallin was happy about the decision. Her husband Harold originally raised the concerns over access to their Birch Street property.
We feel very comfortable with the yellow option, pulling it back from Ira 2nd Street and retaining that access. And I know there's another property owner also that has some access concerns off Ira 2nd, so I think that addresses it for both parties.
The decision also came as a bit of a relief to Birch Street resident Laurel McCullough. McCullough has been worried about the impacts the new building will have on her neighborhood, and she thought the board's efforts will help.
I think they are doing a really good job of trying to kind of coordinate with everybody's concerns, and like they brought up in the meeting, nothing's ever going to be perfect for everybody, but I think this is a really good effort at trying to make sure that everybody's happy with the design.
Meanwhile, the library project stands a chance at getting a major piece of funding from the legislature this year. The capital budget approved by the state Senate includes $3.3 million for the project. That's just over half the total estimated cost. The budget has yet to be approved by the state House and the governor. If the money does make it through, library planners expect it will leverage additional funds from other sources. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.